KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I went to social media, asked people, hey, do you have any connections? I got a connection from the Ukraine embassy in Belgium. Within 5 minutes, they responded to me. I need to design my own camo for Ukraine. I kept it the same colors as Ukrainian army.
So that is a veteran, a United States veteran, who decided to design and manufacture camo gear for Ukrainian soldiers, pitching in any way he can.
Awesome. Next segment, we'll maybe get back to Ukraine, because we need to discuss this whole, our plane, Poland can't give planes through us. For a while yesterday, it looked like the Ukrainians were going to get a whole bunch more planes, and it got shut down later in the day, which seems to be over a very thin technicality. I don't know, maybe it makes sense. If you haven't heard about it, stay tuned.
No, I'm on your side of it so far, but let's discuss that coming up. All sorts of interesting updates on the Ukrainian situation, whether specifically there on the ground or globally, what have you. Stay with us. Came across this. It's one of the most brilliant things I've ever read about education. It's written by a fellow by the name of Moshe Krakowski, who's a professor at a Jewish university, which is not at all relevant to the topic, I don't think, his faith, but... It's a little longish. I have edited it heavily and tried to keep the main points intact, but it's terrific. He opens with talking about how the COVID pandemic has changed a lot of things in education in the U.S., but one of the most significant things is it brought day-to-day practices of schools out into the open. For the first time, Zoom gave parents a window into public school classrooms, and many of them didn't like what they saw, from poor lessons to inappropriate reading materials to troubling racial essentialism, meaning you are your race and you're nothing more. Parents are roused from their usual passivity to push back against the educational monoculture that dominates school boards, unions, and academic schools of education.
I would just like to interject if you're a non-parent, because before I had kids in school, I would have thought, well, you need to pay more attention to what they're teaching your kids in school if you were surprised by this. It's a lot harder than you would think to have an idea what goes on in the classroom. I mean, it would take a tremendous amount of effort.
Yes, for a couple of reasons. Number one, I guess it's two reasons in one. They think they're way smarter than the stupid parents, and they know the stupid parents wouldn't like some of the things they're teaching, so they actively cover up what they are actually teaching. Plunging ahead, this pushback is taking the forms from ill-advised and authoritarian anti-CRT laws, so this guy's taking a balanced view of it, to reasonable transparency laws, and from Twitter campaigns to parent protests at school boards. Parents want schools open. They want to know what their kids are being taught. Then he mentions the Terry McAuliffe moment in Virginia. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. Major turning point in that election. This electoral upset exposed at a national level the massive gap, he writes, that had grown between parents on the one hand and pundits, politicians, and teachers' unions on the other. Parents do want to say in what their children are taught, but not everyone agrees. In December, a New York Times writer stated on Meet the Press, quote, "I don't really understand this idea that parents should decide what's being taught. I'm not a professional educator. I don't have a degree in social studies." Well, I am a professional educator. I'm a professor of education who teaches teachers, and I can say unequivocally that the belief that one needs to be a professional educator to have meaningful insights as to what ought to be taught reflects a fundamental philosophical and cultural misunderstanding of what education actually is. And here's where he really gets into it, Jack. Feel free.
This is one of those things that I had never even thought about. I didn't know there was a giant chunk of the country that just assumes, oh, no, parents shouldn't be in charge of what kids are taught. No.
Or even have a say.
No, that'd be crazy. You think that? I didn't know we had this giant gap on this issue.
Right. We need education experts to tell us. So here's where he really gets into the interesting part. He says people who work in the media or in politics tend to assume that their experiences are pretty much universal, normative. They're almost exclusively college-educated city dwellers who are good at navigating a system of schooling that's as much about networking and conformity as it is about algebra and biology.
Ah.
For them, education is and was a predominantly social and cultural reality, the substance of which happens to be made up of academic content. He calls it the hidden curriculum. You learn how to behave, how to network, how to deal with power, that sort of thing. I've told my kids that's the most important lessons they'll learn. Hadn't occurred to me that it's true for practically everybody.
I got a friend in one of your major think tanks in America who said, you learn the language. That's what it's about. You learn the language and the things you say. And that's what being in a think tank is. It's not being super smart. I thought, wow, that's really interesting.
That is interesting. And then he describes, and I'll summarize this, that those politicos and journalists tend to really have great affection for education professionals, and they see them as the great sages that mentored them and the rest of it. So they have great respect for them. But there's something deeply mistaken about this view, Krakowski writes. Education, quote, a noun standing on its own, doesn't exist. There's no set of concepts, ideas, facts, or skills that are intrinsically necessary for individual human beings to possess. The breakdown of school subjects into math, science, English language, arts, social studies is an accident of history. A few different twists and turns and the very categories wouldn't even exist. Math might have been part of science. Huh. English would have been part of history. Latin still a critical subject. And then he talks about how, for instance, Singapore teaches math very differently than America. And I won't get into it because it's kind of distracting, but it is interesting, and we'll post this whole article for you to read if you want. The problem with the concept of education runs deeper. When we talk about education, we're really talking about education for ... Education researchers can think deeply and run trials about the best techniques for teaching particular math concepts, and they can study which math concepts are more important to know for someone who wants to be an engineer, but nobody can study whether or not it's good to be an engineer. We still have to ask, good for what? For making money? For building bridges? For impressing friends and families? Of course, there's some things that we need from our education system in order to function as a society. We need a system that will encourage students to grow into law-abiding citizens. I would add, and independent thinkers. We need a system that allows people to flourish and live happy lives. We need education that will encourage people to engage in honest work and support their families productively.
What part of our current education system is doing any of those things you just mentioned?
I know. And we're about to get to the punchline in case your eyes are glazing and you're thinking, I don't need this lecture in education. But which work is important, he writes, which is rewarding or fulfilling is impossible for education research to determine. The claim that education should support these public goods is not an educational argument. It's a statement of values driven by the specific nature of the United States as an open, liberal, generally capitalist, democratic society. The choices that local communities make about how they want to live their lives and what they consider valuable are not the sorts of things that can be determined by research. Their ideals do, however, dictate the sort of education that ought to be provided to students who support those values. Thus, by its very nature, to be successful, education in the United States must be organized bottom up. We can't organize education until we know the model of life we're educating for. And Americans of all stripes are going to have very different ideas about what life ought to look like. That's a reason why America's never completely centralized educational systems like the Europeans.
Hmm.
pundits and politicians who don't think parents should have a say in what children are taught are actually attempting to prescribe in a homogenized, top-down way a model of life that works for them.
Obviously. I'll tell you what the plan is for most suburban schools that I'm aware of. Everything is through the lens of we're getting you ready for college, because of course you're going to college. Mm-hmm. Well, that assumption alone is a problem.
Right.
Given where we are with universities, with most people coming out, you know, we've talked about these stats for a long time, most people coming out having not learned anything, not prepared to actually do anything.
Right.
But beneath the level beneath that, K through 12, for a lot of schools, the whole thing is to get you to that.
And I think it might even be even narrower than that. As Krakowski points out, they're practically preparing all students to become education professionals.
Mm.
Because that's what they are and that's what they understand, or journalists. And they talk about how these people have successfully navigated the hidden curriculum of what we were talking about before. But this success, and in particular the explicit curriculum that accompanied it, is not intrinsically better or more valuable than any other. And indeed, we know it has failed countless students across the country. What you were just talking about, college prep for all. Their appeal to the authority of education researchers is simply a mechanism to entrench a system that validates their life choices and values. But those with other values, interests, and intellectual inclinations will be ill-served by the very system. This is not specifically an anti-critical race theory argument, he writes. CRT happens to represent the present values of a small segment of mostly upper-class urban elites. But any set of values, when uniformly imposed top-down, will harm children in communities who see the world very differently. The trick these policymakers play is to pretend that their concept of education is not just one choice among many, but is the default baseline from which anything else is a deviation. One more little bit. The model of life they imagine is based on the myth of an all-purpose education designed by experts to allow every child to choose any future they like. But this has produced an educational system that has left many students with no future. It's been a failure for all but a select few, precisely because it doesn't prepare students for all possibilities, which is impossible, but reflects the concerns and interests of a small minority of education experts. The idea that these experts, and only those experts, can opine on what to teach and how to teach is self-serving. Parents sense this and respond accordingly. Final thought. It's not clear whether this new parental awareness will translate into any sort of meaningful reform of the public school system, but regardless of the degree of systemic change, one thing is clear. Parents are now paying attention, and quite reasonably, they have strong views on what they want their children to learn.
Mm.
As one of the professional educators who supposedly has legitimate insight in the appropriate workings of education, I couldn't be happier to see parents take the reins. Education is an expression of culture and values, not just a series of facts. And values belong to parents and their communities. As a researcher, I can answer education questions on all sorts of topics, from curriculum design to memory and retention. But please, don't ask me what to teach. Brilliant.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Brilliant.
As a guy with a sixth grader and a fourth grader, yeah, I might have to like reread that myself and try to put it into practice of what direction or want my kids to go or what I want them to learn.
Yeah, I'd almost like to see him. Well, maybe I should do it. Just summarize it into like a page, one page, because unless you're in a college class, for instance, and you're outlining chapters and studying for a test and whatever, that's a lot of ideas. But the idea that education should reflect the options kids have and the specific options of their world and not the world of the educational elite is so important, and I'm so glad I read it. We've got it posted at armstrongandgetty.com under hot links. We'll make sure it's prominent and easy to find for you.
So are we giving planes to the Ukrainians or not? That's what Zelensky's begging for, among other things. That's what they need. What is the holdup? Well, for a while yesterday, it looked like Poland was going to give them play. Well, we'll explain that to you coming up and see if it makes sense to you.
Armstrong and Getty.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship. But at Hims, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. Hims ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. Hims offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with Hims, every online visit is free, and your relationship right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free visit. forhims.com/joy.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And does.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
He really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Shasta Cruising is gearing up for the car show season and will be hosting Shasta Show and Shines from April 16th through the 23rd. Sign up online today for your Shasta Show and Shine 2022 Pit Pass, then check in at each event for your chance to win great prizes. Shasta Cruising presents a show and shine at the Chain Gang Bike Shop and Mosley Winery and Wheel Show and Shine Extravaganza April 16th and Demented Designs and B3 Show and Shine April 18th. Check out the full schedule of events at www.shastacruising.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So President Zelensky the other day, he asked for two things, really go when the European Union talking to Parliament, two things I need. I need a no-fly zone, and I need you all to stop buying Russian oil. Well, we and the Brits at least thought, well, we can't do the no-fly zone, so I guess we'll do the oil thing. And we have. We'll talk more about the no-fly zone and planes and all that next segment, because we got whiplash briefly yesterday when Poland announced they were going to put planes on our base, and then we were going to give them to Ukraine, and then we said, no, you're not, and why did we say, no, you're not, and...
And why didn't Poland just deliver them? I think I know. It's a little confusing, but we'll hash it out for you.
But anyway, we did stop buying oil from Russia. I don't know if that has had effect on the gas price yet. A week ago, it was $3.66. Today, it's $4.25, the average nationwide. From $3.66 to $4.25 in 1 week, which is extraordinary.
Is it time to reconsider horses? We'll take your calls.
We thought we'd do a late-night joke-off around the whole gas thing. That's what this is about, right? Am I right? We haven't done a late-night joke off in a while. How does that work?
Well, Jack, we'll have three comedians making jokes about the same topic. I, Joe Getty, will grade them in terms of their humor, and the bottom grade getter will be banned from comedy for life. Michael?
President Biden made a major announcement that he is banning U.S. imports of Russian oil, dealing another huge blow to Russia's economy. Yeah, this is devastating for Russia. Now their biggest export is bad guys in John Wick movies.
President Biden today announced a ban on the importing of Russian oil, natural gas, and coal. Honestly, I'm surprised Russia sends us any fuel since they can't even get it to their tanks.
President Biden to the unprecedented move of banning the import of all oil, coal, and natural gas from Russia. Of course, this means gasoline prices will be going even higher. But on the bright side, this is the perfect excuse to pretend you're going to get back on that bike you bought mid-pandemic and rode twice.
Wow. I actually laughed at that one.
Wow, yeah. Well, this is an interesting result. We have Fallon with a C-. And I would have graded it lower, but I don't watch John Wick movies, so the joke might be funnier than I realize. Myers with a solid B+. Topical, dry, nice. They can't even get fuel to their tanks. Corden with a B. Keep in mind, he's downgraded a full letter grade for being a foreigner taking comedy jobs Americans could fill. But he still beats out Fallon.
Oh, wow.
I hate to say it. Jimmy Fallon banned from comedy for life.
So
he seems like a nice fella.
Rasmussen Report, a poll came out. 70% of likely U.S. voters believe the United States government should encourage increased oil and gas production to reduce America's dependence on foreign sources of oil and gas. Only 18% oppose that policy. That seems like a clear win. It seems to me like the Biden crowd is really on the wrong side of that issue.
Oh,
and
that reminds
me. Grow a lot as the price of gas goes high if people understand, and I think maybe they do based on that poll, if people start to understand, hey, what we could do about this is produce more of our own oil.
Right. I'm going to give you a super short version of this because we have other things we want to do, but I promise. Michael, play 61 real quickly. Jen Psaki.
And there are 9,000 unused approved drilling permits. So I would suggest you ask the oil companies why they're not using those if there's a desire to drill more.
The administration has hit that talking point over and over again when people say we need more oil production. Number one, a lot of those permits have been determined to be useless. They're dry holes. They're not worth drilling. Secondly, if you can't build the infrastructure to get the oil to market, pipelines, etc., there's no point in drilling it. So the companies say, we need a regulatory environment we can count on before we're going to invest in these leases. So that talking point is so dishonest on multiple levels. It is utterly divorced from the realities of energy production.
If you missed an hour of the show, grab the podcast at armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Just received a statement from Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby in which he said the prospect of fighter jets at the disposal of the government of the United States of America departing from a U.S. NATO base in Germany to fly into airspace that is contested with Russia over Ukraine raises serious concerns for the entire NATO alliance. We do not believe Poland's proposal is a tenable one.
Wait, what? You're saying, here's the idea. Poland said, well, because Volodymyr Zelensky is begging for planes, Poland said, look, we'll give you our entire fleet of MiG-29s. Those are Russian-built planes, oddly enough. And all we ask is, U.S., how about you sell us some of those F-16s you got that are so fancy?
Which had been announced over the weekend. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, NATO forces can give planes to Ukraine, and we will backfill, we're going to backfill Poland with our planes. That was all announced over the weekend.
Right, right. And then Poland said, yeah, okay, no problem. We'll give you Americans these MiG-29s. You can give them to the Ukrainians. And the U.S. said, wait, what?
Well, they announced that out loud, and the reporting was John Hudson reporting blindsided, gobsmacked, sideswiped, all words I've heard from officials describing how Poland did not consult them at all on this warplane announcement. They made the announcement to the world that they're going to give their planes to us, and then we would give them to Ukraine.
Right. And for some reason, well, I know what the reason is, a desire to not make it seem like the U.S. fighting Russia, the U.S. directly confronting Russia. Our people said, no, that can't happen that way. I think I get it as a strategy. There's half of me that thinks, quit being such pencil pushing wusses and get the guy to planes. Vlad knows we're sending weapons. He knows we're the head of NATO. Pretending like we're not is just, it's silly. But, I don't know. This stuff is so wishy-washy, I don't know what's real and what's not.
Well, so that was Jennifer Griffin, Pentagon correspondent for Fox News, and Brett Baer was asking her about that because he was confused himself. Let's hear 44 there.
Poland going through Germany doesn't get the green light, or do we think that these jets are not making it to Ukraine?
No, it's very clear. Secretary Blinken said that if Poland wants to fly their MiGs or hand over their MiGs to Ukrainian pilots from Polish airspace or land, that's fine. The U.S. is not going to stand in the way of that. What Poland was suggesting today is sending those MiGs, dozens of MiGs, to a U.S. air base in Germany and then having the U.S. deliver those to Ukraine. That would draw the U.S. into a direct conflict with Russia, and that's what the Pentagon and the U.S. government has said does not sound like a good idea tonight.
But then Brett Baer asked the question to her, but the United States is a NATO country, so is Poland. So what's the difference?
It's a good clip. Why don't we just roll the clip?
I understand, but Poland is a member of NATO, so is the U.S. So how does Poland flying the jets in not draw NATO and thereby the U.S. into the same war?
Again, the U.S. is not going to stand in the way of Poland if it wants to allow Ukrainian pilots to come over and collect those MiGs and those planes go in. But the U.S. is not going to be the middleman who's going to deliver those MiGs to Ukraine.
I feel like we're going way too far bending over backwards to not offend Vladimir Putin. How thin are you slicing it that Poland can give them the planes but not the United States even though we're all in NATO?
Are you blanking kidding me?
If I'm dying, In the, if I'm dying in the streets of Ukraine and I hear this discussion, I would be so beside myself. My kid's dying of dehydration, as we were talking about earlier, because Russia has surrounded one city and people haven't had water for days. They have no food. They're trying to drink snow to stay alive. And we're having this sort of argument. Oh, Poland and the United States are both in NATO. Poland could transfer the planes, but the United States could. What the hell is that?
I'm picturing, esteemed diplomats in oaken conference rooms and big leather chairs debating these ideas. Well, perhaps if we engaged a third party. Meanwhile, Zelensky said, and I quote, "So when will the decisions be made? Listen, we have a war. We do not have time for all of these signals. This is not ping pong. This is about human lives. We ask once again, solve it faster. Do not shift the responsibility. Send us planes." God, all this pussyfooting around we'll be part of a NATO coalition, but we can't have it touch an American base's soil. Otherwise, that might be shut up!
Okay, yeah, I want to hear that. Hansen just said in my ear that Mark Thiessen of the Washington Post had a pretty strong comment on that. Maybe we'll hear that right after we tell you about SimpliSafe, which is just flat out the best home security system that you can get.
Says who? Says U.S. News. PC Magazine, Popular Science, they all rank SimpliSafe Home Security as the best home security for a lot of reasons. I mean, the sensors, the cameras, the monitoring, it's all the best you've ever experienced. And they don't have long-term contracts that lock you in. They earn your business every day.
Less than a dollar a day, and all those publications saying it's the best security system you can get, less than a dollar a day with no contract, as Joe said. You set it up yourself in around 30 minutes.
Yep. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. If you go today, you can claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Oh, and we haven't even mentioned the incredible outdoor, the wireless outdoor security camera that you can keep an eye on what's happening outside your door all the time. Get alerts on your phone. It's fantastic. Go to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
So there's Mark Thiessen of the Washington Post on this whole ridiculousness of who hands the planes over.
So here's what the polls have done for us. They've clarified things. They have offered the planes. The planes are ready to go tonight. They could be there tonight if Joe Biden says yes. So if these planes are not flying over Ukrainian skies in the next 24 hours, Volodymyr Zelensky has one person to call, Joe Biden. Nobody else is holding this up. Joe Biden and the Biden administration, because of their fear of Vladimir Putin and their weakness, are not providing those planes, and Ukrainians are dying. Innocent civilians are being slaughtered every day by Russian forces.
Yeah, I don't want to act like these are simple decisions or that the stakes aren't insanely high. The stakes are as high as you can get because you got the two biggest nuclear powers in the world staring at each other. But how far out of our way are we going to go to try to not anger Vladimir Putin? Does he get to dictate all the terms?
This is a serious question. We'll ask the fabulous Mike Lyons this at the top of next hour. If you don't get next hour, grab the podcast later. But ArmstrongandGetty.com or wherever you like to get podcasts. Here's a serious question. We are openly supplying the Ukrainians with anti-aircraft missiles, with anti-tank missiles, with rifles, automatic weaponry of every sort of and astounding amounts of ammunition. We are openly doing that. Everybody knows we are. Is there a bright line between all of that and an airplane? If not, what the hell are we talking about here?
I have no idea. I don't get it at all. Maybe Mike Lyons can help us out with that, but I was going to try to find, I'll get it to it later. David Ignatius with the Washington Post has been traveling around with General Milley over there in Europe, and he's got a column out today about the crazy number of Stinger missiles and all that sort of stuff like you were just talking about that we've handed over to the Ukrainians. And the point of the article is just we're arming the Ukrainians way more than you realize. But if it's in the Washington Post, Putin's aware of it.
Sure.
That doesn't cross a line. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know if there isn't some just hyper-cautious bureaucrat getting in the way. It might be one person who said, oh, no, I can't authorize this. I don't know.
Well, that's what Senator Ben Sasse has been complaining about, that we haven't been handing over the coordinates to the Ukrainians. We've got the intelligence of targets that their Air Force, which is still flying, could hit. but we're not handing them directly over because we're worried about some sort of that would cross the line of directly helping them thing?
Well, I've actually been reading about this. We give them that data after cleansing it of all of the computerized and technical telltale signs that we gave it to them. I, Joe Getty, talk show host, know we're giving them that intelligence. I know it with near certainty. Vlad Putin knows it. Why do you bother erasing Made in the USA with your number two pencil? What the hell's the point of that?
Well, and Senator Sasse thinks we're way too far down the road of bureaucrats and lawyers being involved in that sort of stuff, and I just wonder if it's the same case with these planes.
Yeah, I hesitate to come off as overconfident on the question because it is complicated and the stakes are incredibly high, but I will just tell you, I don't get it.
No. You know, I would like to believe that smart, reasonable people are making decisions that would make sense if explained to me, but there's a lot in the recent years that would lead me to believe it might not be smart, reasonable people. It might be cowardly, lawyerly bureaucrats.
Yes.
Getting in the way of things happening.
I'll tell you which one I like, which explanation. You know, the book, the Robert Gates book, Duty, was that the title of it?
Yeah.
Where he described his tenure as the Secretary of Defense for Republicans and Democrats. One point in particular just made such an impact on me, I'll remember it for the rest of his life. And that was his description of how he, as the Secretary of Defense, could not force policy through the bureaucracy. By the time it came out on the operational end, it was so perverted or delayed or screwed up, he didn't even recognize it. He was trying to get the MRAPs to our guys in Iraq and Afghanistan to protect them from IEDs, and between powerful congressmen who had the factory that built the other vehicle in their district, to various bureaucrats protecting turf, he couldn't get stuff done. And I thought, my God, that's the way a bureaucracy functions. And that's the most critical life and death decisions a government makes. Imagine what it's like over at the Department of Health and the, you know, Human Development, HUD, or, you know, the Department of the Interior, whatever the hell that is. Imagine how much gobbledygook and nonsense goes on there.
Yeah. So, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, McDonald's, and Starbucks with some big announcement yesterday. Public pressure, I'm assuming, is what changed their minds, among other things we can talk about. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Are you tired of gulping down the lying filth of the mainstream media? Yeah, we are, too. We try to tell you the truth every single day.
Gulping down lying filth. Wow.
Nobody wants to sound dumb. Our goal is to help you not sound dumb. We'll inform you, and it'll be fun at the same time. You have to choose between entertainment and information. Combine them both with the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty On Demand. 4 episodes available every day. Via the iHeartRadio app or wherever you download your podcasts.
Exergen would like you to know about an important study just released by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has known all along. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate. The study also reports that they failed to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate the rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-937-4707 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-937-4707. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-937-4707 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-937-4707.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
And now save up to $600 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing, only for limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Because I told him I didn't want to get a certain vehicle because of the amount of gas I would have to spend. It cost like $80
to fill it up.
And he said, then you said,
when it gets to half, then you put $20, you bring it back to full.
But if I keep doing, I would have to stop more often and still spend $80.
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
You're complaining about when it gets to zero, you spend $80, right? When it gets to half, you put 20. Then when it get back to half, you put 20.
Yeah, but I keep stopping, putting 20 in, and it'll equal 80, Kenny, the same amount of gas.
Kenny, I'm driving the same amount of gas. The average human stops once a week for gas, right? With you, you only work here twice. You would probably have to stop maybe once every 2 weeks. Don't even try.
Well, I think, so that's Shaquille O'Neal and Kenny Smith arguing
and that,
on.
That goes on for another 60 seconds at least.
Oh, really? So I think Shaq was, I think, maybe not, but getting to the point that I always make, look, there are three numbers. Just do this yourself, please. Because I know people myself. I had this conversation yesterday with somebody. Price of gas and your mileage. That's what everybody focuses on. There's a third number. How many miles do you drive? I was talking to somebody yesterday. I know for a fact you drive like 20 miles a week. Gas could go to $15 a gallon. It's going to have almost no effect on you, given how much you drive. Any talk of, well, I'm going to have to start walking or riding a bike or get a new car, that's all crazy talk. If you drive a lot of miles, it makes a difference, obviously.
Sure.
But if you don't, if all you do is drop your kid off at school, your SUV ain't hurting you hardly anything. Do the math. Actually sit down and do the math. I think that was Shaq's point, but I don't know.
To quote Jack Nicholson's Joker in the Batman movie of years ago, why so serious? Shaq was doing what Shaq does best, defending a ridiculous premise to an increasingly frustrated coworker.
Which is why they all make so much money on that show. There's a million shows like that, and nobody watches them. But that one, they all make gazillions of dollars.
That is so funny.
Because they have conversations like that.
You just stop and when it's half full and put $20 in.
Then I'd have to stop more often.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, that is fantastic. So corporations going to war with Russia, completely separate from the government, is an interesting thing. Coca-Cola was holding out and got murdered on social media over the weekend, and they probably react to it in an outsized way, the hashtag boycott Coca-Cola and all that stuff that was so popular. And it was announced yesterday, Coca-Cola, along with Pepsi, McDonald's, and Starbucks, who don't want hashtags of their own, have suspended business in Russia.
Meanwhile, Burger King, which is too comfortable with totalitarian rule,
obviously they're
continues
not,
to do business.
They're into autocracies. It's right there in the name.
Right.
Pepsi has sold products in Russia for more than six decades.
Wow.
Which, obviously, if you know anything about history, includes a lot of the Soviet Union. Even when the company had to trade its soda concentrate for vodka and warships, McDonald's opens its first location behind the Iron Curtain in Moscow before the Soviet Union collapsed, so they could do business with the Soviet Union in the Soviet Union. But public pressure is an interesting thing, and companies way overreact to hashtags. We all know that. So they're stopping, at least for now.
I don't particularly care if McDonald's sells cheap hamburgers to Russians. I don't think it has any significance to this thing.
I call them freedom fries.
Symbolically, I guess I kind of like it, but, I mean, it's not like Putin is now going to go hungry or anything like that. I guess it matters. It's a gesture.
If it hurts their economy, then I'm for it.
I've just seen so many of these virtue signaling gestures be utterly misdirected and idiotic and unproductive and the rest of it. So, you know, it's hard for me to jump whole hog into the rah-rah
crowd. Well, I'm perfectly happy with this. If it makes the Russian people angry, I just saw a poll from an organization that claims they can poll in Russia, and 56% of Russians don't approve of the war. And that's a week and a half in. Who knows where those numbers go? So if they get less and less happy when there's no Starbucks and McDonald's and they can't use their credit card and all that sort of thing, I'm all for that. Where I'm concerned is that the next time the corporate world decides to take on a country, it's not over something as clear-cut that I agree with. It's some, you know...
They won't let fellas swim against girls in the pool,
right,
for instance.
Exactly. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Your point about if the Russian people feel little squeezes, that's a good thing. That's a great point. I agree completely. Wordle cheating is at an all-time high, Jack. And where do the worst offenders live? What part of the country is most inclined to cheat on Wordle?
What does it say about my psychology that I have heard or read the word Wordle every single day now for like 80 straight days, but have never taken even 2 seconds to figure out what it is? I don't have the slightest idea what it is. I have not, and I'm not curious enough to even ask anyone or Google it.
As an amateur psychiatrist, I would suggest that what that means is that you have young children and are too damn busy.
That could be. That could be. I don't have time for that sort of foolishness.
No, I love word games, so I might have looked into it. But turns out there have been some Wordles that have been more difficult than others, specifically February 15th's Aroma and February 19th's Swill. And so they analyzed.
Swill, good word.
It is a good word, because you didn't see those double L's coming, did you? You thought there was just one L, but there were two. Anyway.
It's like when you put your two battleships right next to each other. It's a similar sort of strategy.
It's either brilliant or suicide. Mm-hmm. It just depends. So there are various word finders, which are cheats online for games like Scrabble or Words with Friends or Wordle.
What's the point of that?
Well, that's an excellent question.
What's the point of that?
I would suggest if you cheat at it and get the answer, you have done nothing.
Exactly.
You have accomplished nothing.
Somebody
but
I know.
But I do have a caveat.
Okay. And somebody I know who got a YouTube video on how to do the Rubik's Cube. But what's the point of that?
Well, I disagree with you on that one, because there is a specific technique that will lead to success that I'm too dopey to come up with on my own.
But that's the whole point, is figuring it out on your own.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm too dumb to figuring it out is what you're figuring out.
Well, you just want a monochromatic block sitting around your house that's very important to you?
I've dreamed of that. Anyway, so the caveat is that if you got to the very end and you're just completely stumped and you want to get the answer before tomorrow, then I could see it. But the most likely cheaters, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, D.C., Massachusetts, and Maine.
You're all bad
all
people.
All Northeasterners.
You're all bad people. The whole point is to try to figure it out and see if you can figure it out with your own brain, isn't it?
What has happened to the original 13 colonies? What has become of you? I'm embarrassed for you, Maine. Oi!
Mike Lyons, kickoff hour three.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta.